Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, January 10th, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Well, this morning, get your phones ready. We're going to be having a giveaway. It's your only opportunity to join the Bluff International Balloon Festival in a balloon. That'll be Friday morning, and we're giving away those balloon flights. So get your phone ready to call. We'll give you the number later on. But with that, there's a lot you can do, even if you can't get in a balloon this weekend at the Bluff International Balloon Festival. Joining us now is event organizer for the business owners of Bluff with the Bluff International Balloon Festival, Marcia Haddonfield. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're good. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. I know you've got a busy week going on in Bluff.
Yeah, we definitely have been on the go for a couple of months of organizing, and this week is crazy time.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you taking some time this morning, Marcia, to join us and tell us a little bit about this balloon festival. It's something that's been going on now a quarter century, 25 years. Can you believe it?
Exactly. No, actually, I can't because, of course, I'm still only, 25 years old. How
sure.
How could that possibly be?
Yeah.
We started this. It was actually started 25 years ago when Howard and Jean Brundage had the old steakhouse, and a balloonist came in, Bill came in, and they were talking ballooning, and Howard said, oh, you should bring a couple friends and balloon around here. So they came up and did a couple of, little flights around town, just showing off their balloons and talking to people. And we said, well, that was fun. Let's do this. And we just began to have pilots come and show off their beautiful balloons here in Bluff, and then it grew from there to where we have you come in and you sponsor a balloon, and by sponsoring it, it's your balloon for the weekend, meaning you're the crew, and then weather permitting, you get to probably ride on the balloon. There's a couple of rides included in your sponsorship, and then you if you're not flying, it's a spectacular sight. We've always had approximately 25 balloons, and this year is no different. We're at 23, and we have 23 pilots coming with their balloons. They will fly over Bluff on Friday and Saturday and over Valley of the Gods on Sunday. So the history of this has been just one of dedication by almost a lot of the same pilots, introducing some new ones most years, and then the sponsors and staff doing this. There's been a core group of us putting this on every year, and the sponsors have been coming back because they have so much fun doing this. But it's a very entertaining weekend for you and the whole family.
Absolutely, it's really awesome. A great event. Again, 25 years is there. A year that sticks out or a balloon that sticks out or event from those 25 years?
Well, we've had some spectacular balloons. They're all, as you know, quite colorful and lovely, and that's why we've been calling this one a quarter century of color, because every color in the rainbow flies our skies. But we've had some fun balloons. We had the kitty, we had the koshari, we've had, the alien. The children love the alien balloons. I should mention that a couple of pilots come a day early, and they make paper balloons with the kids in school, and that's been a very successful, fun time for the children to be involved. And so we've had wonderful balloons, and I don't know that any one year is better or different than the other. We've been very fortunate that, that most times, the weather is the key to this with regard to safety, because we count on our pilots to tell us whether they will fly or not. And we have been very fortunate that in 25 years, we've only missed a day or two according to the weather. So even if there's snow on the ground, it's beautiful when they land on the snow or things like that. It's just we count on the safety report of our pilots. We don't get to say things like, oh, but you have to fly. So most of 25 years, we have shown everyone a fabulous time. And in a minute or two, I'll get into the schedule for you so you're your listeners will know where to be and when to be there.
Perfect. That'll be great. Well, yeah, you mentioned that. I think just bears repeating that again. You know, it's safety is number one. And so with that, they've got their pilots meeting every morning. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's kind of interesting. We've gotten, you know, most of us are used to listening to your weather and saying, oh, okay, it's going to be cold today or windy or whatever. But what's interesting for the pilots is they need to know the weather above us. It's okay on the ground, but if they go up and there's either a wind shear or a wind, they call it winds aloft. If there are winds up there, they have to know what and where. So what they do is they put up a regular everyday balloon with some helium in it. They put that balloon up. They call it a pie ball, a pilot's balloon, and it's just a regular, and it goes up, 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 and they watch to see where it goes. So they get, one of the pilots is a weather pilot, and he gets a report from the airport, local airports, to have the correct information. But it is this little pie ball or pilot's balloon that goes up and shows them what directions things are moving. And it's really fun. We all just go outside of the community center and look up to see what's happening. And so the pilot's meeting is critical. We just have everyone make, you know, the pilot gives the weather information, and then they make a decision. Yes, it is safe to fly. And it's here 2 days and one at Valley of the Gods, and the weather report is site-specific to those locations.
Well, very good. Well, again, as you mentioned, those balloons, if they get the all clear, they go up at 7:30 a.m. each morning. Tell us about the rest of the schedule.
We meet about 7:30. We meet at the community center. We meet by 7:30. They give their report. We go outside, try the little pie ball, and determine from there. And very quickly, the balloons disperse to the locations they put up. They put up at the community center. They put up in front of Twin Rocks Cafe. They put up in various open lots right around town. And all of a sudden, by about 8:30, there are balloons covering the sky. And so you'll want to get down here early on Friday and Saturday and dress warm. It's good, you know, layer up and watch the spectacular balloon rise. And then on Sunday, same thing a little earlier. We meet about 7 so that the balloons can then caravan down to Valley of the Gods with the cars. It's sort of, like I said, like a little caravan, a parade down to Valley of the Gods, and they take off from there, obviously, just a little bit later.
Very good. And then there's a bunch of other events as well. You know, you mentioned the school children. That's part of this as well. There's a fundraiser for Bluff Elementary School.
Absolutely. What happened was one time we said, hey, Bluff, and this is many years, and I'm sorry I don't have the exact timing, but the Bluff Elementary School started making some Navajo tacos and raising the money for themselves, and this has blossomed into their highest grossing fundraiser for the school every year. And so Friday night from 5 to 7, and now at the beautiful new Bluff Elementary School, you line up and get great Navajo tacos. The kids provide some entertainment. I never know that, so I don't promise, but usually it's like song and dance and some other things that they do there, so it's total fun. And it's just a wonderful way to support the school and just have fun with the kids and the families.
Well, that's wonderful. So that's Friday, and then, of course, Saturday they fly. What else is happening Saturday?
So Saturday, then, once everybody is off the ground, you run around town and watch all these beautiful balloons, and then you can follow along and watch them take down the balloons. I mean, the actual process of doing the ballooning is great fun to watch, and sometimes they'll ask you to hold a rope for them or something. But then the rest of the day there's an arts festival, an arts market at our community centers from 10 to 6. So everybody, the artists will be setting up right after the balloons take off. And then during the day, we'll have the arts market going on. And about 4 o'clock, the business owners of Bluff put on a little chili and ice cream fundraiser. And it's amazing how many people love to have a hot chili and a cold bowl of ice cream and help us to collect a few dollars to help with any programs that the business owners of Bluff have planned for the year. And so that's a real fun time to just contribute but get some good food. And while you're doing that, the pilots are setting up for the Glow-In. And the Glow-In is one of the most spectacular events in terms of the photographic memories, and that is that it's dark. They're tethered to the ground at the community center, and they light up their envelopes with fire. So it's just this beautiful light ring of color right there on the ground. And the kids all love it because they get to go over and sort of play at the basket and get to watch what happens and see how the balloon works close up and personal. So all day Saturday there are things to do, and the Bluff Fort is having some entertainment, I think at 11 and 2. So lots of people are around to have things going on all day and to stay through to the chili supper and the Glow-In.
Well, very good. Well, yeah, again, an incredible weekend, a busy weekend, and yeah, 25 years, pretty incredible. What else should folks know about the festival this weekend?
I would like to say that everything is free in terms of being here. Obviously, we want you to pack your pockets full of some spending money and come and participate and help support, whether you go to the school supper or our chili supper, or you shop with the fabulous artists that we have doing their beautiful, these are local artists doing their work. So the events themselves, as far as being in this beautiful part of the country to watch the balloons, is all free and help support local causes. And then if you are coming, just get here nice and early and bundle up. And unfortunately, the only thing we can't do is promise the flights. So sometimes you get down here and it's kind of chilly and you go, oh, no, but most of the time. And by the way, the weather is supposed to be wonderful for Friday and Saturday here. So I think we're going up. And so I invite everyone to come on down.
Well, very good. Yeah, it's a sight like no other. You know, like you say, a quarter century of color. And the balloons provide spectacular color, but so does Bluff, you know, with the blue sky and the red rocks. It's a great setting for a balloon festival.
Nicely put. Thank you.
Well, very good. Well, again, we've been speaking with Marcia Haddonfield. She's with the business owners of Bluff and helps put on this Bluff International Balloon Festival every year. And this weekend, it's happening in Bluff Friday, Saturday, and then Valley of the Gods on Sunday. Marcia, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're so welcome, and thank you for helping us promote this. And we look forward to seeing everyone in Bluff this weekend.
Well, very good. Well, that'll be a lot of fun. And again, as we mentioned, we're going to be giving away, you know, San Juan Record and Red Rock 92 are sponsors of the Bluff Balloon Festival. So we do have opportunities for folks to get up in the air this Friday morning. So if you can be there Friday morning, get your phone ready. We're going to have you call in to 435-587-2277. We're going to look for caller number 4, and if you're that caller, we'll put you up in the air. So go ahead and give us a call now, and we'll look for that caller. Again, you're listening to The Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7. All right, joining us now, we've got caller number 4. Who's on the line?
Yay! Woohoo! It's John.
John, congratulations, man. Excited to go up in a balloon this weekend?
I am. That's great.
Awesome. Well, hey, we've got your number down. Stick with us. I'm going to stay on the line. We'll talk to you, get all the information we need. Thanks for listening to Red Rock 92.
You guys are the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com. or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, January 10th, 2024, 9:28 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. That was a lot of fun, Bill.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, congratulations to our winner, too. That'll be fun.
Yeah, you know what? That's a lot of fun. I don't know. Should we give away another pair?
Maybe we should.
We might. You should stay listening if you want. If you want to win, we might be doing that. So we'll tell you when to call, but not right now. But we've got more Red Rock Morning Show for you this morning here on Red Rock 92.7. Lots of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area. And it's Wednesday, which means we've got the latest edition of the San Juan Record out, Bill.
Yeah, we're here in the office this morning getting everything bagged up and ready to go. It'll be on the newsstands very soon in your boxes, generally when it arrives. If you have an online subscription, man, I beat this horse to death, but it's delivered fresh 5 a.m. every Wednesday morning. Believe it or not, our front page is a photo from a prior Bluff Balloon Rally, one of the spectacular days that they went to Valley of the Gods. That's generally on Sunday, and a really nice photo by Latoya Holiday and a good article about the Balloon Rally. 25 years, that's pretty cool, and it's really become a January tradition here in the Red Rock country. I've got a front page story about San Juan County Commission meeting, their first meeting of the new year. They elected Jamie Harvey to be chairman of the County Commission. Talked a lot about economic development, planning and zoning, a lot of the ongoing issues that they discuss about every meeting. But 22 local residents have filed to run for offices, everything from school board to countywide elected positions, and the state legislature. We've got 2 San Juan County residents, 3 Red Rock Country residents, and a whole bunch of excitement about the gubernatorial campaign of Phil Lyman of Blanding. I think it's the first I've heard of a statewide elected position sought by a San Juan County resident. So anyway, that's exciting. We've got photos and profiles of the 3 local residents who are running for the state legislature. A lot in the paper. Health District is holding, it's Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, and the San Juan Health District is hosting a number of seminars, has a nice article. Dr. Wygant has an article about cancer awareness and some of the events that'll take place this month. In addition, Monticello residents are eligible for cancer screening related to the mill tailings exposure, and so we ran that article again. There was a big truck rollover just north of Monticello, or on the northern edge of Monticello, on Sunday night. We got a really great photo by Brett Saunders of that incident. Westwater, Notes from Westwater, Food Adventures, our regular columnists have contributed. And of course, like every week during the school year, got a lot of high school sports. Lady Broncos, the San Juan Broncos opened region play. Monticello and Whitehorse opened region play. Monument Valley had some big wins. The number one ranked team in the state in 1A girls blew out. Well, that's fair. Is that objective journalism? They blew out the number two team.
Yeah, it was
15-point win, 60-45. And a lot of wrestling going on, too. So anyway, a lot of good news in the paper. We also have a number of obituaries in the paper today. Aaron Oliver, Jeff Fowles, and Alan Hunt, all three Blanding residents who passed away and had funerals last week. But their obituaries are in the paper. Our back page is anchored by a photo of the Monticello High School wrestling team. Who's been busy and having some success too. They went to Pagosa Springs, really a big tournament, and did well last week. So you can pick it up in the San Juan Record. We appreciate your support, and there's a lot of good info there, a good way to keep up. A lot of good advertising too. Local businesses, January is a good time to recover from your Christmas spending with maybe a bit more traditional purchases rather than gift purchases, but a lot of advertising in the paper.
Well, very good. Well, thanks for that, Bill, and another edition of the San Juan Record available now. We've got more news in the Red Rock area out of the Shiprock District of the Navajo Nation Police Department. Yesterday, Shiprock District provided information at 1 o'clock last afternoon of a drive-by shooting that occurred. A victim with a gunshot wound in a vehicle and was transported to the Northern Navajo Medical Center with one gunshot wound to the left leg. And the suspect vehicle was announced as a maroon van, older model with a Utah license plate, was last seen driving on Highway 491. So Navajo Police Department is actively investigating the incident. And that was the last report that we had. So that's news out of Shiprock from yesterday afternoon. If you have any information about the incident, you're asked to contact the Shiprock dispatch line at 505-368-1350. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Michael Peter Enriquez, age 49, of Rico, passed away last week. A visitation for Mike is from 2 to 6 p.m. today at the Ertel Memorial Chapel. There'll be interment and a celebration of his life in May at the Rico Cemetery. Funeral services for Michael Epperson, age 83, of Moab, begin at noon on Saturday, on that Saturday, January 13th, at the Moab Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Locust Lane. Viewing from 6 to 8 p.m. the evening before, that's January 12th, at Spanish Valley Mortuary. There'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans, age 84, of Cortez, at 10 a.m. on January 20th at the LDS Church on Empire Street in Cortez. She passed away in November. And services for longtime resident of Monticello, Angeline King, are Saturday, January 27th at 10 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Monticello. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break and be back. And again, if you're hoping to get up in a hot air balloon on Friday morning at the Bluff International Balloon Festival, keep listening. We'll tell you when to call here in just a bit, but not quite yet, but stay tuned, and we'll get you an opportunity again. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Me Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique. Trusted care from people you know.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with the Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
It's the after Christmas sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January white sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug after Christmas sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next to Walker's True Value.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, January 10th, 2024, 9:38 a.m., Bill.
Yes, and there's a ton going on. You Make Me Feel Like Dancing by Leo Sayer was the number one song in the land in 1977. That's 47 years ago today. 47 years ago. That's crazy. You Make Me Feel Like Dancing was taken from his 1976 album, Endless Flight. The song was his first number one single in the United States, reached number two in the UK. On this day in 1776, Thomas Paine published a pamphlet called Common Sense. It was a beautifully written, well-done, influential little pamphlet that helped coalesce the support for the colonists who were rather upset with the British Empire. And so it was... This was January 10th. By April 19th, we had the shots heard around the world. And, that was in 75. 76,
man.
July 4th, the Declaration of Independence. But Common Sense was an important part of that. So it's kind of a historic thing. On this day in 1946, the first General Session of the United Nations met in London. And on this day in 1901, the first major oil field was discovered in Texas. Today's National Save the Eagles Day. The eagle was named the national bird in 1787. That was a long time ago. It was the first to be listed as an endangered species, and it was delisted in 2007. So, the Red Rock Country is really a fun place to see eagles this time of year. National Save the Eagles Day. It's also National Peculiar People Day. And in this list, they listed a few peculiar people. I said, that's good. Peculiar people who changed the world. Leonardo da Vinci, Nikola Tesla, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Charlie Chaplin. Anyway, it's a day to celebrate peculiar people and all the how they impact and in many cases change the world. It's also Bittersweet Chocolate Day today, so... That's always a good thing. Birthdays today. Pat Benatar is 71 years old today. Love is a Battlefield is one of the greatest songs ever and shows up on Red Rock 92 quite often. Rod Stewart is also celebrating a birthday today. In 1994, he played a concert in Brazil, and there were more than 4 million people listening to that concert.
Wow.
Now that's a concert. Rod Stewart, what a legend. Boxing legend and entrepreneur George Foreman is 75 years old today. Jim Croce was born on this day in 1943, a great singer. He died at age 30 in a plane crash, so in 1973, very, very short career. Don't Mess Around With Jim was probably his most famous album and great song. A lot of his music was released after his death, so Jim Croce's birthday today. Donald Fagen of Steely Dan, 76 years old today. Historian Stephen Ambrose was born on this day in 1936. He's a professor of history in New Orleans. Had tremendous historian, World War II, Lewis and Clark, Transcontinental Railroad. Stephen Ambrose. And John Bosa, who played football for the Miami Dolphins in the late 1980s, was born today. He played football, which is his claim to fame, but his bigger claim to fame are his two sons, Joey and Nick Bosa, who are awesome football players in the NFL today. So happy birthday to John. Local birthdays today for Curtis Henderson, Matt Bay, and if it's Matt Bay's birthday, it's also Mark Bay's birthday. Nicole Freestone Burr, Robin Lyman, Tom Evans, and Lance Harvey. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the Red Rock Morning Show, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. All right, I think we're ready now. If you want to go up in a hot air balloon on Friday morning at the Bluff International Balloon Festival, go ahead and give us a call right now at 435-587-2277. We're going to look for caller number two. Again, the number 435-587-2277.
And this is for Friday morning. The yes. Friday morning, 7:30 is when they lift off, so you want to be there a little bit early.
All right. We've got caller number two on the line. Who do we have on the line?
Lamont.
Hey, Lamont, thanks for calling in. You're going up in a hot air balloon Friday.
Sweet.
That's awesome. Hey, congrats, man, and thanks for listening to Red Rock 92.
Thank you.
All right, stick. We've got your number here. We'll call you back in just a minute with more details. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, well, once again, you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Coming up next, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. Send you over to that and then be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a health educator in the public health department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include a Children's Justice Center director and a sheriff's deputy, in addition to a part-time community marketing coordinator and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancucci's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's a new year, and Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez has everything you need to stock up and get organized. 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes are just $12.99. Buy 3 Ace furnace air filters, get one free. Plus, check out the great deals on Ego Power snow blowers and start your home project with savings on Milwaukee and DeWalt power drills and accessories. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movement. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Well, good morning. We welcome you back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, January 10th, 2024, 9:52 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle and Rhett Sifford now in to talk about local sports. Good morning, Rhett.
Good morning, David. Hope you're doing well. I know you had a trip last night, and saw something that doesn't happen every day. So.
Yes, yes, we did. Yeah, we had a couple of good games there in Montezuma Creek. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties on our stream, so we'd miss the second half of the boys' game and the entirety of the girls' game. That's going to be uploaded to streamutah.live, though. So if you missed it and you want to go back and watch it, the girls' game is live now. The boys' game should be live here in the next hour or so. But, yeah, it was a great couple of games. Monticello came back. They were down, the boys in the game, to Whitehorse in the first half and then came back and won it in the second half, 50-45. That was an exciting game between two region rivals.
Cool.
And then, as you alluded to, something you don't see often, Whitehorse Lady Raiders gave up 28 points to the Buckaroos but scored 100 points.
So they had a nice surplus in the game. So
they did. So yeah, that was we looked it up in school records and or state records. That was seventh most points all time in a Utah scored by a Utah girls team.
Awesome.
So yeah, school record and top school seven record, state
obviously,
record.
Yeah.
So.
What do you know? What the previous Whitehorse record was for the girls? Or
I do not, because they're not on the top. I don't have the school records on hand, but I was able to find the state records. So,
well, that's pretty awesome for Whitehorse.
Yeah,
Monticello will come home and lick their wounds, I guess, and get prepared.
Yep, you know, I've seen some improvements from the team too. So, you know, hopefully they'll be able to bounce back. But man, they play in a tough region. You know, Whitehorse is good as they are, and Monument Valley, the number one in 1A. So, it's,
we'll talk about them in a sec.
Yeah, you've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, Monticello, oddly, is done for the week. They don't have another game the rest of this week. So San Juan, as far as our air is concerned, live broadcast is going to take over for the rest of the week. We've got the San Juan boys heading to Monroe tonight to take on South Sevier. So I think that's going to be a tough one for the Broncos, and we'll see if they can. They're still kind of trying to come out of the Christmas break. They haven't gotten back to where they were before Christmas. I know they were dealing with some illness and some injury, so you can read about that in more detail in the San Juan Record. And then the only other event tonight is Montezuma Cortez is hosting San Juan and Mancos in a bit of a try. I don't know what you say. Is it a trifecta?
Yeah.
Is it a tri-meet?
Tri-duel. Yeah.
Tri-duel, that's probably what it is. And Art Adair will actually be there broadcasting that on streamutah.live. So that starts at 5 o'clock tonight on streamutah.live, and then we'll begin our basketball pregame with the San Juan Broncos at 6:30 tonight with a tip at 7. I've got to check with Coach Nielsen to make sure on that, but I know that was scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. Some scores from last night, and boy, you talk about this Monument Valley girls team. They just continue to roll. They beat Rock Point, Arizona last night, 65-53, so 11, I'm sorry, they're 12-1 now on the season. That has not been updated in the Utah RPI, but number one, pretty impressive. They just continue to cement their status as the number one 1A team in the state. And obviously we're excited to follow them for the remainder of the year, and hopefully they can make a lot of noise at the state tournament this year, possibly even bring home a state championship. That would be unreal for them. And both of their teams at Rock Point last night, and the boys losing in their game 77-49. Of course, we had the Monticello and Whitehorse games that we have already detailed. Another local matchup last night on the boys' court, Grand County beating Green River 76-65. That was up in Green River last night. And then we had a couple Colorado teams in action, Nucla and Dolores, both girls and boys, were in action. I've got two of the four scores and the other two unavailable. So for the Dolores boys, a loss at Sargent 61-48. And for the Nucla girls, it was a 49-32 loss versus Cedar Edge at home. So so those are all the scores I had. I know we had Monticello wrestling a duel at Kayenta tonight, but I don't know, Bill or David, have you heard what happened there?
Yeah, I can pull that up real quick. Bill came in to remind us that too. So yeah, Monticello did win that duel yesterday in Kayenta against Monument Valley. Give me a second here, I'll pull it up.
Yeah, we have two Monument Valley teams.
Yes, Monument Valley, Arizona. Monticello beating that duel 48-32 is what they have as the score.
In addition, last night was the All Star duels up at Utah Valley University, and do you have the results on that?
I don't.
Chad Yellow and Taylor Black for San Juan both wrestled. They dropped their matches, but what a great honor to be asked, invited to wrestle in this all-star duel. They have wrestlers from each classification. And anyway, it was a tremendous night for Chad and Taylor and the San Juan wrestling team and for local wrestling. So it was a good night there.
Oh, that reminds me, Austin Paris would have been wrestling in that too. He's the grand phenom.
Yeah, he's a phenom. He's a sophomore, defending state champion last year, and he was scheduled to wrestle. But when I was checking this morning, I didn't see how he did. But I think it's a pretty fair bet to say that he won. He's a force of wrestling.
He's incredible. I know he had a tough match, so I'll be really interested to see that result. Yeah, they paywalled that event, so you couldn't really see.
Yeah,
but we obviously couldn't make the drive up north. But a pretty neat event last night.
Yeah, and I'll have more details on that again in the San Juan Record in the coming week. Might even be able to report some of that during our broadcast tonight. Art will probably, I'm sure, say stuff about that tonight. So. During the wrestling stream, excuse me. Just wanted to maybe detail some of our top 10 teams. We don't have too many right now in the RPIs in basketball, but of course, we mentioned Monument Valley girls, number one. The White Horse girls in the 1A ranks were seventh coming into their game last night, so there's a possibility they're higher than that now. I'm not actually, those have been updated, I believe, so seventh for White Horse with an 8-4 record. That's the only top 10 teams among our 1A teams in the ranks. Of course, it's a little bit different in Colorado. You know, you don't have to be in the top 10 to be a good team necessarily. Dove Creek is 5-2 to start the year. They're 15th in the girls 1A. Nucla is 4-2 in the boys. On the boys' side, they were 20th coming into this week. And so that depends on what happened with them last night. And again, we didn't have a score there. But so those are two of the better teams in the Colorado side 1A. For the 2A, our top team in Utah is the Grand County girls. They're 9th in the Utah 2A with a 6-3 record. Grand County boys are 10th with a 6-8 record now. So that's in the 2A ranks in Utah. And the top two teams in the Colorado 2A is Mancos girls are 12th with a 5-2 record. So they're looking pretty strong to start. And the Mancos girls coming into this week were 19th with a 3-1 record. So obviously still pretty early over there. Let's see, that's it for anybody over 500 right now. San Juan has the same record as Grand County on the boys' side, but they're down in 13th now. They kind of got leapfrogged by Grand and a couple other teams. So the Broncos looking for some wins. Now we're into region play in Utah, so tonight's going to be a big game for them against a tough opponent. They'll be underdogs for sure. So San Juan looking to get an upset tonight and try to move up in those standings.
It should be really great. And actually, I'm getting an update. Art Ader, like you said, he's on top of it. Austin Paris did not wrestle last night.
All right.
Is what we got. So, anyways.
Art knows everything.
He does.
He knows a lot of things.
If there's something going on, Art knows it. So, thank you, Mr. Ader. And Austin Paris ranked number four in the pound-for-pound wrestler in the entire state.
Wow.
So, he's a great wrestler representing Grand County and Moab. That is a full local sports report. Let's take a quick look at the regional sports report. Arizona Coyotes getting a win on the ice yesterday in overtime over the Boston Bruins 4-3, and the Colorado Avalanche hosting the Vegas Golden Knights tonight at 8:00. Looking at the NBA, no regional teams in action yesterday, but the Utah Jazz hosting the Denver Nuggets tonight, tipping off at 8:00. That'll be on ESPN, so should be good. That'll do it for the sports report and this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.